Have you ever wondered, am I more than my mental health diagnosis? Am I meant for more than being a mom? Do you desire a space to talk about that messy middle and the dreams for your future? A space where it's okay to fill up your cup first, where talking about anxiety and depression is just as natural as talking about the weather. If any of this resonates with you, I invite you here to the Chasing Courage community, a podcast that originally started in 2020 in the midst of the pandemic to help me navigate my own anxiety and depression, as well as my personal growth journey. I'm Courtney. I'm a wife, a mom to one with one on the way, and I've got big goals and aspirations. Goals that motherhood or mental illness are not going to be my excuse, but rather the reason that I am able to achieve all of these things on my heart. If you're ready to do the same, let's go chase courage together. Welcome back to the podcast, you guys. I am so thankful that you are here, and I am so excited to have my dear friend Kelly here with me. Kelly, welcome to the show.
Courtney, yay. I'm super pumped. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, absolutely. I feel like this is kind of perfect time because we've like really been in each other's worlds and friends for a whole year now. I don't know if you realized that.
Yeah.
Because we got into a cohort together last January of 2022.
Yes. Yep.
So will you tell the listeners a little bit about you, what you do, who you are, where you live, all that fun stuff?
Yeah. So of course, I'm Kelly, and I am currently a full-time teacher. I teach third grade. I've been teaching for 10 years. But on the side, my passion projects, I am a certified holistic nutritionist. I'm a podcaster. And I do a whole bunch of things. Like I'm a researcher. Like I love to research things on the side, especially related to nutrition. I also tutor, but I am just this multi-passionate individual who I think a lot of the women that listen to your podcast are. Mm-hmm. And you know, at the core of it all, like the root of it all, I am an individual who lives with my husband and my three dogs, and am child-free by choice.
Oh my goodness. Okay. So amazing. And also for the listeners, I feel like, you know, because a lot of them are in either my community or both, they might know this fun fact, but I just think it's fun to share with everybody that you and I went to the same university, the same college,
yeah,
at the same time, and didn't even know each other.
Right. It's crazy.
So crazy. Craziness. Okay. So, cause this really is what I want to talk to you about today is things like going against the grain, such as mm-hmm. being a woman who is in her 30s and is child free by choice and wants to continue to stay that way. Or even this having a side hustle and being open about the fact that you don't want to remain teaching forever. Just all of these things that are kind of the, here's the world's telling you to go left, but you're like, I'm going to go right type of thing.
Yeah.
So, I guess give a little bit of background about you and your husband, like how you guys met, how long you've been married, a little bit of background there.
Yeah. Well, this makes me think about like crunching the numbers, which he's so good at. Like, we've been married for almost 7 years, but together for 10. Wow. And initially when we first met, I was in college. I was finishing up college. He was not in college. He's older than me, but he had not finished college, and we were both working part-time at the same local store. I was in the bakery and he was in the meat department. And so we ended up crossing paths there, and I won't go too super into depth on that, but the rest is history there. And as we got serious in dating, the topic of kids had come up, and we were both totally like, yep, we'll have kids. Like even talking about how many, like all that stuff. And even in the first initial few years of being married, that was still on the topic of discussion. Like we were still having the discussion of, like this is going to happen. We don't know when, but this is going to happen.
Yeah.
And as I want to say probably around like 28, I'm now 32. So probably around 28, 29-ish, I really started to feel like, okay, like, is this going to happen? And it wasn't that like I was waiting for it to happen. It was like I was stalling. I wasn't sure I wanted to do it anymore, go down that path. And, you know, and so then I would have conversations with him about it. And God, he's just the best in terms of being fully supportive. I could tell he still was excited about the opportunity and would be like head over heels ready to do it. But he could tell I wasn't feeling that same way anymore. And I should back up and say, right before I started feeling that way, I had done some testing, some genetic testing, because my background, my birth history, comes with a whole lot of trauma and the potential for our future kids to have to go through that same thing, to maybe potentially not even be born because of my birth history. So it wasn't just like we could, let's just try and, you know, see what happens. It was like there could be some serious complications, even in the conception part of this journey. And so, you know, I started to really think about that too. And I was like, God, you know, I'm not sure. I know my mom went through so much stress with me. I'm not sure I can handle that. Like, I feel like my life is stressful as it is. I know we all have stressful lives, but me personally, yes. I don't know if I can add that other stressor onto this, my life, what it is. And, So I went through genetic testing that came back, you know, it's like, it's essentially a 50-50 chance. Like you go through with it and see what happens. I'm not doing a 50-50 chance on my life and a child, bringing a child into this world. So then it made me really even, step back and think further about like, what is the point for me? Like, do I want to bring that child in for the right reasons? And so I could sit here and tell you that the reason that we didn't have kids was because of my, you know, health history.
Right.
But the reality of the situation is, I mean, yeah, did that play a factor? Yes. The reality though, is that big picture, I know that I could not commit myself 110% to a child. And when Jeremy and I sat down to talk about that, like he also realized that too. Like we go into his health history, that also would impact him as well. And we just live a life where it would be challenging to do that at this point in time. We've grown very accustomed to the life that we live. And so, I think maybe I went off the deep end on that question.
I would say more information is better than less. But okay, I thought of two questions as you were talking, as you were sharing all of that. So the first being, let's imagine, and maybe you have done this, that the tables were flipped and you were the part, you were like really, really wanted a child. And then your husband came to you and he was like, you know what, actually I've been thinking, like it's been on my mind, but I don't think that this is what I want anymore. Cause that's like that's a huge decision for a married couple, right? Like that's probably one of the biggest decisions you make as a married couple. I mean, you have like what home you're going to buy, where you're going to live. Are you, or are you not going to have children? So just, I guess, talk me through if the situation was flipped and, or, I mean, obviously how grateful, like you mentioned that you are, that Jeremy's the type of person that, I mean, I don't, there's potentially couples out there that will, you know, separate over this type of change. You changed your mind on this. I want children. Bye.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, again, so very, very blessed. If the tables would have been turned and it would have been the opposite way, that's a great question. I've never thought of it that way.
Oh, I'm so happy I asked then.
I mean, maybe like a fleeting moment, but I've really never thought in depth about it. But I think, you know, gut reaction to this is, knowing what I know now, like, you know, where the state that I'm at now, I'd be completely okay with it, right? Because I know in my heart of hearts that that's the right thing for me to do. If it would have been the same situation way back when, I probably would have been like, oh God, I don't know. Like, you know, let me process this. You know, and that would be given, like, let's say I didn't have the health history and all that stuff. Yeah, I probably would have had to take some time to process through all of that. And I think still would have come out, you know, where I'm at now to like, yeah, let's, you know, I support your decision. Like, you know, we both are in this together, and let's, you know, just move forward, and it'll be a child-free life. But yeah, I, knowing where I'm at now, I wouldn't have one, you know, minute of hesitation to say, like, yeah, this is the path for us, and we're both, you know, supportive in that decision together. In terms of the other part of your question, which I now forgot.
Dude, I think I forgot too. Well, if either one of us thinks about it, we'll come back to that. Okay, so, and I also do want to point out the fact, though, that two things. One, you mentioned earlier when you were introducing yourself, you are a teacher of small children. And secondarily, I happen to know that you're also an aunt. So I just wanted you to talk about that. Yeah. I mean, is there points where it solidifies your decision either way, whether sometimes when you're in the classroom with the elementary age kids, or sometimes when you're with in your aunt mode, are you like, oh, yep, this is definitely why I don't want to have a child? And or, oh, man, like, you know, for maybe a brief second, I'm like, oh, you know, I wonder what it would be like.
Yeah. I love those questions too. So God, you're just hitting me with all the good stuff today, Courtney. When I'm at school, there are definitely days where, you know, I'm like, wow, if I were to have, obviously I wouldn't have 20 kids, but if I were to have like two kids or even just one, right? How would I deal with this type of behavior on a daily basis? You know, day in and day out, 24/7, right? Like no break. At least, you know, I send them home at the end of the day. So I did think about that a lot. And even with my nieces and my nephew, I initially early on was like, you know, one of the big thoughts that would go through my head was, well, I'm here babysitting, or I'm here with them right now, but bless and release, like I'm going to be able to let them go here in a little bit. That's typically still what I think with my nieces and nephews. And I'm like, you know, God, I love them dearly. I love them so much, but thank God I can say goodbye at the end of the day. Yeah. And there was a time where early on in our decision, I thought like, God, I'm holding my niece. Like this could be mine. But yes, it's those moments where you're like, yes, I would love to, you know, to be that myself, but for a fleeting moment. Right. And then I return myself to reality and I'm like, but that's not why you do it. Yeah. It's to hold the baby. Right. You know, it's bigger than that. And so, just bring myself back to why would you want to do it? It's not for those fleeting moments. And yeah. So, you know, same with, like I said, say I'll go back now to teaching, same with teaching. Like I'm in it for the kids, but I also know at the end of the day that they're going home. And for me, that is a release of pressure, you know, and just like a saving grace, if you will, because it's like I don't have them all day, and I know I could not do that all day. I know mentally and physically I'm just not capable of doing that. And props to women like yourself who are, because holy hell, I know I could not do that. And I think of my mom too, and I'm like, she's a superwoman. Any woman who has a child or children is a superwoman, because that is just not in my wheelhouse.
Yeah. I think one thing I wanted to say was, as you were talking about when you're with nieces and nephews, when you are with the kids, I think you know a lot of what I'm going to share, but for context for the listeners, me being a nanny prior to having a kid, and for a substantial amount of time, almost 5 years, with a range of children from 9 months old to 10 years of age, I was like, I've got this mom thing in the bag. Like, I'm so used to it. I mean, even the way that my nanny job was structured, I did overnights. I went on trips with the family. I took them to and from school. I did grocery shopping. Like, I was like, this is it. And I think that that's why when I had my son, how hard it was almost like surprised me, because I was like, boy, I've been doing this. But it is, you touched on what the difference is that it isn't 24/7. You do get to give them back. they act different around caregivers than they do around their own parents. Most kids do. And it's just the realization that like your own kids are different than other people's, whether it be for good reasons or bad reasons. And I think that that was why like the first year probably of Chase's life was so hard for me because I was like, I should be good at this. I'm used to this. I should know what I'm doing. This should be easier. He shouldn't be so bad. Blah, 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 blah. All of that stuff. The second thing then that I wanted to ask, because this might go into a tangent, was, I appreciate so much people who acknowledge, how hard it is to be a mom and call us superheroes and such. But
Yeah,
I
because you are.
also, but listen, my thing is that I hope that that doesn't ever deter you or any other woman who chooses not to, that you're less than, whether it be women who can't have babies, like because they've been trying and they physically can't, or because they've chose not to, because you can be a superhero or superwoman in your own right. It's just not in motherhood.
And when I say that, and I appreciate you mentioning it, because when I say that, I do understand that. I know that, I have a different purpose. That's what I have come to realize, right? Is that I have a different purpose that was destined for me, and it wasn't that, right? And so I can be a superhero, like you said, with that other purpose. So, yeah, but I love that. I love that reminder.
And I think too, like, I find that I'm the monopoly of the moms where most mothers would be like not understanding how anybody could never want a child, right? Or like, or especially if you have the physical capability, if you're medically able to carry, like, that's your right as a woman. That's your obligation as a woman. And that's just not me and my thoughts. And maybe it is because I have a strong-willed child. Maybe it's because postpartum was hard that I'm like, no, I really salute and support the women like you who are going to take a stance. I mean, I have two, three good friends like you that are like, I'm not doing it. I haven't done it and I'm not planning on it. And I just think that that's really powerful and I really support you. And I think it's beautiful then when we can support each other. Like you can also support me in my motherhood and I can support you in your child free by choice.
And I don't say this as often. I don't think I've really said this at all to you, so I'm going to come out on the podcast and say this. Just a flat out thank you for that, because I don't think that I register that enough. That there are far and few in between people like yourself that I am friends with that really get that. I think it's a change of the tides. There are people that are starting to be more compassionate, and the more that I speak out about it on my podcast, just in conversation, the more receptive people are. But I think that's one of the reasons why you and I get along so well, is that like we get each other. And we support each other, and we're 110% there for each other, regardless of our life circumstances. So, yeah, I thank you for that and just love you all the more because of that.
Well, you're very, very welcome. I want to, so I mean, and I think this is the thing too, is I even just for being somebody who chose to have a child, and again, for the longest time, I was just going to have one. There's so many opinions and backlash about having one, and how could you not give your child a sibling? It's like, no matter what you do, people are going to judge you. And whether it be good or bad, it's like, oh, like, how dare you not give your child a sibling? How dare you not have a child? Part of me, there's a little part of me still, as I'm almost halfway through my pregnancy, that's like, man, as I'm so excited and in a place of peace with bringing a second child into the world now, part of me is like, oh, but now, like, I can't hold up that stance to be strong and firm in the fact that I was going to have just one child and that it's okay to have one child and that they can thrive being an only child. Because it's like now I'm in that typical boat of like, when people talk about the American family, they talk about like two kids. You know what I mean? Like you
Two
have
kids,
2.2 kids or whatever. And it's like I almost just didn't want to be average and I wanted to prove to people you could do things a different way. So it's just interesting.
I resonate. I want to just touch on that real quick. I resonate with that, but from my perspective, right, is that I mean, not that I have any desire or plans to go the other end of the spectrum and actually have kids. I'm still very firm on that. But I think I've always been one of those people that's like goes against the grain. And I didn't always show it, but internally I was always like, no, I'm not doing that. Like, you know, let me show them that I can do this better or that I can do this a different way. And so I think for me, hearing you say that, it's like, I resonate 100% with that, because I think that's one of the things that fuels me is like, yeah, let me show them like that I can do all these things that I'm doing without kids. So I feel that.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. Well, we're going to transition here a little bit to just more in different ways that you go against the grain, aside from being child free by choice. And one of the big things that there's, you know, with the work that you do, with the industry that you're in, supplements, mm-hmm. nutrition, holistic health, mm-hmm. it's a really big thing right now. Right. Yeah. So in that sense, and maybe we can talk to that too.
Yeah.
That like you are in something that's gut health and hormones is a big thing. It's all the craze. However, that isn't why you're choosing to get in it. Right. And I think that some people do. They're like, oh, if I'm going to make my own thing, if I'm going to be my own boss, maybe I'll go into this just because it's popular right now, to say the least.
Right. It's very saturated.
Yeah. It is a saturated market. I mean, a lot of things are online now, but then the other part of that is just the, you know, people reaching out to you to promote things that maybe not be in alignment with mm-hmm. what it is that you believe in that holistic health space.
Yeah. So, where do I start with that? Wow. So, I mean, when it comes to, you know, me going down that path of being in gut health, it stems from my own personal experience. And to your point, some people go into it with, you know, their own experience. That's why they do it. I think a lot of us do, but, you know, some people don't. And they're just like, well, I think I could make a quick buck off of this, you know, sphere or whatever. That's not me. Like, I'm in it for the real reasons. One, the primary reason is because I've dealt with it. And the second reason that I'm in it is because I know I can help people. And so that's been my life's mission, is to be able to help people in different areas, right? Like with my whole full-time job currently, which is education, because I know I can help kids. But reeling it back into the health sphere, you know, I dealt with from the get-go, from like age five, as early as age five, gut issues, gut health issues. And what I've learned, from my nutrition coursework, and what I am continuing to learn through my own personal experience, but also my research as I'm continuing to do that, is a lot of that stems from me, like my innards, like my stress levels. You know, I just recently shared this on another podcast, that, and this is the second time I've said this, but it's something that the more I say it, the more it reminds me of this, is that my stress is all created by me, as is anyone's, right? Like, you have the power to de-stress yourself. You have the power to make things that stress you out not as stressful. Like, you have the power to find and implement coping strategies. And so, you know, if I go back to age five, I lived the ideal childhood. I did not experience any trauma with a capital T. I had two incredible parents that were incredibly supportive. My dad, who is still here, is incredibly supportive of me. Great childhood, great experiences that I was given. So in no way, shape, or form did my environment dictate that, the stress that I put upon myself. It was truly me being who I was and who I still am, you know, inflicting stress on myself, because I was a very type A and still am, but much more recovering from that type A perfectionist mentality. And that wrecked me. And so, not to go down a rabbit hole, but that, you know, that's why I'm doing what I'm doing, is because I saw where I was, and now I see where I'm going and where I have come. And I know that if I was that bad off and had these, you know, H. pylori, SIBO, Candida, I have autoimmune conditions that I am dealing with, you know, beneficially and in a way that allows me to live my life optimally. If I can do that, then I know that other people can do that too. And I'm doing that in a way that doesn't, for the most part, doesn't require medication. The only reason I'm taking medication is because I did actually have half of my thyroid taken out. So I need that in order to survive. But other than that, I take supplements. And so to your point, supplements will hello, those are not just something you just pop and are let me take this and this and this. And not
but it's
to say
made to be that way. They're very much perceived to be that way.
Yeah, not to say people do that, but I think that there is this big, again, to your point, market for supplements and for them to be almost taken, I hate to say it, but almost like candy, let me take this and this and this. It will cure all of these things, or it will make life drastically better. Okay, some of them can. Yeah, that's the reality of the situation, but they're not wonder pills. They are not, let me swallow them and voila, I feel 100% better. And so I think sometimes they are made to be perceived that way by not all companies, by some companies, but I also feel like there are companies out there, to your point, that are you didn't necessarily say this, but I'm kind of going down this route.
Go for
They're
it.
Not out there for the right reasons. And again, everybody can disagree with me on that. I'm not out to make everybody feel the same way. You've got your own opinion, and I love that, right? And by you, I mean the listener. So I was approached a while back by a supplement company that wanted me to affiliate market with them. And then actually wanted me to have them on my podcast. And I said no to both of those, because just in knowing the individual that started the company and the supplements, I had done a lot of watching her and how she interacted with people. And then somebody had told me that eventually, because I can't remember who it was, someone had told me that eventually her plan was to sell the company. And I was just like, again, props. You want to do that with the company? Great. But that to me was like, okay, so you're right now in it for let's make some money. Let's not actually help people, solve problems. And let's not just promote a smorgasbord of supplements to people and say, yeah, if you take 5 of these things or 6 of these things, they're going to make your life drastically better. Because the reality of the situation is supplements are supportive, but they are not the end all be all. And they are not going to change your life. They're not going to make you feel drastically better. They're just not. You have to put in the work. You have to do the work. And that's not talked about enough. And so, to that point of being asked to be, an affiliate, and then to have them on my podcast, I was just like, yeah, it's going to be a hard no, because I can't get behind that.
Was it hard, easy for you, or somewhere in the middle to make that stance, to say that?
It was pretty easy for me to do that, because at that time I knew pretty much, I was very firm on what I felt about that company and about her, mindset around things. And so kind of going back to our point earlier of it was almost fuel for me to say no, for myself to say no, because I was I'm going to stick it to people.
You're reaffirming.
Look at all these people that are affiliates, and I'm saying no to it because I'm sticking true to my guns. Not saying that it's wrong that, anyone is or has been an affiliate with this particular company or any company like this. But it was just you know what? I'm going to stand firm in what I believe, and I'm going to show people that by speaking my truth on, no, I don't feel comfortable doing that. And so, that's
and
what I did.
As much as the whole child conversation is, in the grand scheme of things, much bigger than this, right? It's still, there's still a mirror of similarities, and that here's the vast majority over here, women having children, having multiple children. And I'm like, no, that's not for me. I'm not doing it. here's all of these people, new company, everybody's affiliates and or buying it. And you're like, no, I'm not. I know things, I feel things internally that that's not what I'm doing.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it can be, you know, especially for me, in the gut health space, I think shouldn't leak too much, but I feel for me in the gut health space, it's easy for some people to naturally want to go down the supplement route or like partner with people that maybe have supplements that are supposedly, you know, targeting, the gut. Right. And so I have seen people recently that are in the health and wellness space, not necessarily gut health, that have gone down that route, and affiliated with them or are currently affiliating with them. And again, not to say that that's wrong, but I just think, I don't know, sometimes I'm like, ooh, do they really know what they're getting into? So again, I don't want to go down that path, but I wonder, like, are they getting into it because they were marketed a certain way? So yeah, I don't know. I guess to my point, to your point of all of this, I see people going with the grain, and I'm not entirely sure that they're going with the grain because they truly believe in it, or they're like, well, my, you know, my mentor uses them, or my mentor promotes them, so I should, you know, do that too.
Yep, I hear you. This all reminds me of a conversation that I just had recently with someone on Instagram who, like, she is, I mean, she's an influencer, thousands and thousands of followers, right? And she has, she created, I won't say her handle just because I didn't get her approval to talk about this, but basically she got a lot of her start and her notoriety from making like graphic t-shirts and sweatshirts. And she was sharing with me that that came from because after she had her children, that's all she was comfortable in, was a regular classic t-shirt and or a sweatshirt. None of those like ladies cut shirts, right? All that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And she was sharing with me that she was like, I've progressed in my life and my fitness, blah, 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 to where I don't really ever wear t-shirts or sweatshirts anymore. Mm-hmm. So she's a little bit more high fashion and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And she was like, so she's like, there's this weird feeling in me now internally, because sometimes when I'm promoting this stuff, I'm like, but this isn't in my closet. This isn't what I'm actually wearing on a day to day. She's like, so I'm truly thinking about pivoting and changing what I sell.
Yeah.
And I just love that honesty of like, it was you at one point, it served you at one point. And then now you're like, my goodness, it's a t-shirt of all things, right? Like there's nothing wrong with promoting a t-shirt that has like a fun quote on it. But if you're like, I don't wear t-shirts anymore, you know, I don't wear oversized sweatshirts anymore, I can see how that would be a hard internal battle to feel like yourself when you're promoting that on social.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Or to another point as well, in this whole sphere of what we're talking about, you know, you and I both have a mentor that we love dearly, and she, you know, really quite literally brought us together in what the way that we were, you know, met and crossed paths. But I remember being on a call where, and you might have even been on that same call, I can't remember, but one of her suggestions was, well, maybe you should, you know, partner with this company. And I felt it in my gut. Even at that time, I was like, no, like, I'm going to hear what you have to say, but I know I am not doing that. And she also affiliates for them. And again, no shame there, right? You do you. But it's just like, even when someone who you admire dearly tells you, hey, why don't you try, you know, affiliating with them? I just knew in my gut that, no, I can't do that, because I don't feel the same way you do about that company and about the mission and everything. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
And I think this could be like, you can make this as big or as small as you want, but like,
yeah,
there might be, let's say there's you, me, and then this third person. I could really like that person and think that they're a great person. And you're like, I don't really care for them. I don't like them.
Yeah.
And to make it super simple, it could be like, oh my God, I love chocolate peanut butter ice cream. And you're like, it's kind of like my least favorite flavor. Like, we all like different things. We all believe in different things, and like that's okay.
And I think, and the reason I brought that up was not to say, like, yeah, of course we have differences of opinions, but it could have been very easy for me to say, oh my God, like I look up to her, I aspire to be more like her. She's
So
saying
I
this,
need,
so
yes.
why don't I just go and do that, right? But I stuck to my guns and stuck to how, the way I really felt about that, and I was like, you know what, I can hear you out, and I can respect that. That is one of your thoughts on how maybe I should move forward, but I can also choose to go a different route.
Yeah, that's super, super mature, super respectable, super responsible, all of those things. Oh my goodness. Okay. So much good stuff here. I would love if you could tell our audience how they can connect with you more, particularly if they are interested in the health and holistic side of things, and partnering with you, and then about your podcast and just all the places where these women can get more of you.
Awesome. Well, again, Courtney, thank you for having me on. Thank you for allowing me to share all of this. So, yeah, several ways that you can connect with me. The most prominent place that I'm at currently is Instagram. So, you can check me out and DM me, and we can chat on all things health and wellness over at Kelly underscore Bluth. So, it's Kelly underscore Bluth, Bluth. And I'm also a podcaster, like Courtney said. So I have my own podcast called Listening to Your Gut, where we focus on the literal and figurative meaning of that phrase. I have a podcast Facebook community where we're doing lots of stuff. I'm really diving deep into that this year of 2023. So lots of different things. I'm not going to bore you. Actually, they're quite fun, but I'm not going to blurt all of those things. Go check out the community and see literally all the things we're doing right now inside that. It's super fun and it's a totally free community. So no reason not to join there. And I also have a bi-weekly newsletter that I send out that has, say, more of the same, gut health tips, the gut health tips
Tips, topics.
and tips, topics, all the things. And it has ways that you can connect with me through there, ways that you can connect with other women. Just another great thing that you can sign up for. But the big thing that I would love to share with women right now is that I am currently working one-on-one with women to help them with their health and wellness, specifically with gut health issues, because I know myself that if we don't tackle issues in the gut, nothing's going to change. And most of our issues are directly related to the gut. And it's a gut brain connection. So, like I said earlier, stress impacts the gut. So, I help women to identify those issues and to help them heal those issues naturally through a holistic approach, which means we're focusing on not just the nutrition, but we're focusing on a whole body approach. And so I do that one-on-one with women. I later this year in the spring will be releasing my first program.
Oh
So,
my
that is in
goodness.
the works. So yeah, if you're interested in any of those things, you can check out my Instagram bio. I have a link to my website, and you can check all of that good stuff out. And then of course, just DM me and we can chat further there.
Awesome. And I will say for those listening, just because I think it's helpful to know that somebody is tasting, experiencing what it is that you have to offer, particularly one of my favorite things, and you know this isn't news to you, but on your Instagram, the recipes that you put out are so fun, so helpful. So I would really encourage people to go check that out for that specifically. And then for your Facebook group, your free community, the dance infused workout sessions that I've only been able to attend one of them live, but
Hey.
still so good.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Well, Kelly, thank you so much for being here. And I'm so excited to get some feedback from what the women think about you and your life going against the grain.
Oh, thank you, Courtney. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much for choosing to press play on another episode of the Chasing Courage podcast. I am seriously so thankful for you. If this episode or the topic that we talked about resonated with you or someone that you might know, please feel free to send it to them and or share it to your stories on social media. If you share, be sure to tag me at Courtney underscore Winzicki on Instagram so I can personally thank you for spreading this message of courage, mental health, and motherhood. I'll be back next week, same time. time, same place. I hope you have a great rest of your day.